We're recording the first episode of This Crazy Life. Is that how you want to get ready? You want to roll a blunt?
Well, we're recording already, so I guess the audience already knows that I'm not ready because I'm not smoking, so I don't know.
So in order to record the podcast, you have to be high?
Due to the standard requirements of recording a podcast, yes.
Okay, this is going to have to be a topic we discuss in a future episode. But until then, I'll introduce the audience to myself. I'm Kia, 36 years old, soon to be 37. I have a son who's 15. And I'm basically just enjoying life, the grind of going to work, trying to just sustain out here in this world and deal with crazy people like you.
It's crazy out here. Purpose is what you make it, Bill. Everybody comes from all different kinds of walks of life. And everybody can't go after the same goals or fit into the same experience that others may seemingly do. Although everything is for everybody, or everything can be attainable by anybody. It's not necessarily for everybody. So
what the hell are you talking about?
Happiness is what you make it, and you have to realize that when you creating happiness or purpose or a sense of comfort, that it should be one where you're conscious of everything involved in you making that decision or understanding yourself in that light.
I was just giving an introduction to the audience of who I was and said I was navigating through life.
And I made a point based on that for the audience. Everything isn't about you necessarily, Kia. When you talk to a podcast or on a podcast, and this is for the listeners out there as well, you have to talk to the audience and always
keep
them
in
mind.
Okay, but we should stay on track. We shouldn't be talking about one thing
to teach them as
and
they
venture
learn
off to another.
Okay, Kia.
And of course you're going to teach that as someone learns, because learning in effect comes from a teacher.
That's not
whether the
true
teacher is a person or an experience. Yes, it is.
Well, yeah.
Hence the right word learn. You have to learn from something.
Okay,
that was crazy. Let's see how we're going to merge out of this segment. All right, we're here for the second segment of This Crazy Life. We're going to talk about women versus men.
Ready when you are, Kia. Hey, everybody.
This is a more exciting, chipper Wayne this time.
Yeah, I'm going to try to keep it clean. I think the first recording that we did got kind of, I guess, ratchet-ish.
Why are you talking like that?
I'm just trying to keep my diction a little bit more crisp this time.
Oh, okay.
Cool?
Cool.
Great. Rock on. Let's rock.
Okay, so this women versus men. What about it?
Oh, I guess you're asking me to kick it off because I came up with the topic.
Right.
Okay, so what I meant by this, just felt like it was probably, you know, the best content to talk about right now, because I think this is one of those sleeping giants, I think, in the social circles out there, if you will. We don't really too much talk about it. It's kind of one-sided, especially in the Me Too movement right now. It's kind of a sensitive topic for the male gender to address how they feel too strongly You know, I think the movement in itself is based from open-mindedness. However, that tends to be contradicted when the subject at hand is the female gender itself. How do you feel about that, Kia?
Well, I did want to ask you personally. Do you feel women are equal to men?
I do. I obviously do. I would never say that a woman or a female is not equal as a human being in existence to a male just because she's a female or a woman. I do think that there are clear and obvious differences, you know, going all the way back to when we were children or babies and you're trying to teach the children differences between boys and girls and, you know, that line that you draw in the sand to say, okay, this is for girls, this is for boys. But, like I said, in modern times, along with the Me Too movement, it's more of a open-mindedness about society right now and the way we look at things. And I just say that to say that you really can't, or I guess it's easy now to avoid or overlook the differences between men and women and just put everybody off, especially outside of transsexuals and stuff like that, to just put everybody in one group and say all of us are the same because we're all humans and, you know, women can be judges and
what about the same women jobs are men. From Venus, men are from Mars mentality?
Yeah, that's more the predated I guess outlooks as far as male men and women go, but I think nowadays it's more give women more chances, don't overlook them, don't take them for granted, and be more aware, basically. But I don't think that acknowledging or talking about this topic is something that contradicts that or goes against that. What I do think, it kind of does refocus the objective in the conversation where, or the topic in the conversation where it's more about what areas can be improved in comparison, not only to men and vice versa, men to women, but in human nature as men and as women, to kind of balance out as far as, I guess, how the two work together more equally and better. But that can also run alongside the Me Too movement and their objectives as far as how can female and women kind of move themselves, if not already there, into a position of a higher awareness, increasing respect in social circles and what have you. However, I think the process, in my view, or my point of view in this topic, kind of more focuses on what can the, and I hate to make it sound as if I'm trying to speak in a way to teach women or something like that, or point out.
You can't teach women anything. Right. I'm going to just put exactly. that on out there.
I'm glad that you said that. Thank okay. Because that's my point. So I'm not trying to do that, but what my goal would be, or intentions would be to suggest that maybe self-evaluation may be a better way. And that's not, I'm not saying that with, you know, all the flaws in mind already at hand, but maybe, if any, areas of improvement can be made, acknowledged and then made, maybe that will more suffice for the goals or the objectives of the Me Too movement, along with the overall goal to, I guess, push women in a better light or in a more comfortable position in society, American society.
Okay.
That's why the conversation is good.
With that, I'll see you on our next segment.
All right, be ready. Increasing the respect for women in social circles. That's where most of the fucking, you know, claims of like sexism and shit. Like, well, you know, we're all talking and they might say something just casually. You might not know they're being offensive. You might not be that being that much respectful.
See, now this is the way I want to hear in the podcast. Not that, whatever voice. And FYI, we're recording episode 3 right now. So now the listeners will know. What was that?
This is a video of walking through Chicago's old block hood at night.
Okay, back to this women versus men. Like I said before, during a break, you already did admit that women are smarter than men, right? We learn quicker. Do you believe that?
I don't believe that y'all learn quicker.
No. Okay, but we're smarter.
In what way?
I don't know. Those were your words.
I never did.
Yes.
I remember saying that.
Yes, you did. So you don't believe women are smarter?
No.
Okay.
You have to be more specific. I can't just say...
I'm smarter than you.
So therefore, women are smarter than men?
Yes.
Just because you're smart, just because you think you're smarter than me?
Yes.
That doesn't make it, that's not reasonable.
Okay. I'll come back with you with facts.
Well, yeah, you'll have to, like, prove on, like, different bases that you were smarter than me, like, in real life. You can just say it.
Well, I have noticed, like, when in schools, girls just seem to take their education a little bit more seriously. I mean, I'm not saying there's no males that do, but overwhelming majority, even when I was in college, the classes were majority female. And... I don't know, maybe it's men think they can rely on just a natural way of life to live. You know, it's kind of how, like, black people think a black person, to be on evil level ground, a black person has to be excellent compared to a white person who can be average and still make it in society. So it's like women have to try extra, extra hard to be on the same level as a mediocre male.
Yeah, I can see that. But I wouldn't say that because they're in school, majority of, you know, students are female in school, that therefore women are smarter. They're probably in better positions in life, but I still think you got a high number of successful women who are, you know, making bad decisions. You know what I mean? They're not. And I think, you know, society reflects that as well. It's a man-driven society for a very long time, and it doesn't seem to be changing. Women, or, you know, the few that do run the world are men. And most of your big, you know, CEO, owner, heads of corporations, you know, they're men. You know what I mean? And they try to keep it that way. So even if there's a lot of women in the building, you know, coming in and you know, staying with the company, you know, for years, they're still just staying at that same mediocre position that they worked so hard to get, you know, because as they're trying to work to a level that these men are, that you say are these mediocre men, yeah, you gotta work hard just to get in there, but it's still a sense of what do I do to get to the top, which kind of contradicts you working hard. It's like, what you go, what, that in which you try to achieve is unattainable, you know. But you tell yourself, or it's this sense of success, or we're smarter just because you're getting in there, you know what I mean? You're doing the minimum. But, you know, it's a conversation that you can't really base off of, you know, the whole idea of women being smarter than men. You can't really base that off of employment or, like, who's graduating and who's in these college courses. So I wouldn't agree with that. But, you know, men have to incorporate more instincts and I think more of a deeper process just to live in life. I think we, you know, that's why it's a man driven world. You know, women have their responsibilities and their lane in existence.
Well, really, women are what drives everything in this world, simply because we're the ones who are giving birth and raising, basically teaching the next generations.
Yeah, but to what degree? Because I feel like the generations include all the obstacles that most men that are more man-driven, you know, and I can't really get into specifics of what those are, but, you know, a man has to know that you gotta, you know, be kind of strong-minded. You know, people look for, like, a sense of...
Well, women gotta be strong-minded, too.
Right, but I think a better comparison would be the household. You know, I think it's more of a general consensus on what we believe a good family to be. You know, single mothers would even say, you know, a child needs their father, or, you know, a lot of times if a kid grows up and he doesn't really, as a male, you know, if there's areas that he's lacking, you know, his mother may have an okay relationship with him and they might be getting along and all that, but there's just something about him that she just can't figure out type things. I think the world is based off of that. And I think that brick wall that many women hit with a man is the same brick walls that society will, or life itself will put in place of, you know, these men or those individuals who are to be, I'm not gonna say leaders, but to be depended upon, or who are looked to solve those questions. You know, like, I'm at a brick wall, I don't know where to go. We are in place to say, you can't say that. You can never say that as a man. And that's getting a little bit deep into it, but there is a sense of perseverance, regardless of anything at all, that men have to understand. And I think that's where the brick wall, that's the unnegotiable attribute that a real man has and is capable of passing on. Or just providing in life, you know, providing this, because I think everything in life needs, you know, the yin and the yang. You need softness, and then you need something that's going to stand strong as a base, you
right,
know.
So you're
and
saying,
I think that's what men are.
But you're saying then, saying they need the softness as well as a base, you're basically saying men are needed as much as women.
Well, so, that's where my fogginess comes in, because, or kind of misunderstanding, because we need women, but the way in which the world is being driven right now is not on attributes of a woman basis. It's more of a strong will, and this is, I feel like that's been society or life.
So why are you not associating women with being strong-willed?
Because I feel like the strongness is more the yang or the yin or whatever. It's like one side incorporates certain things and the other side incorporates certain things that the other, that the yang doesn't, and vice versa. Like, men aren't soft, and we, and because we're men, we can't be soft, and that's a trade-off that, that is just accepted. Like, okay, we understand that, that in which makes us who we are doesn't include those things, so...
Well, what are you considering to be soft?
Well, that's just, I can't, you know, these are things, yin and yang and things like that are things that are more generally... accepted
well,
or
you're
understood.
Saying generally, I want to make sure we're on the same what this general idea is. So what are you saying as
well, do
being
you,
soft?
Okay, well, first, before I go into that, do you acknowledge yin and yang and the softness of a woman versus, you know, the I guess, ruggedness of a man or the more rigidness of a man?
No.
You don't acknowledge that difference? So, so,
no.
So it would make
physically,
no sense to explain it. So.
Physically, yes.
Okay,
that's
well,
about it.
But in life, you don't see life as something that is, by, first of all, do you see life as something that is male driven right now? As far
no,
as
I see society that is male driven, I don't see life that is male driven.
Okay, well, what would be your definition of life? To where you would draw the line between it being society and life?
Meaning life, meaning my decisions are based on, no matter what that decision is. Now, when I say society, I know people is when you start getting into norms and accepted practices. Now, I can see how society will make you feel like it's based on male-driven because men hold power in certain things that are going to drive us. But to say that life is male-driven would mean that every aspect of my of a person's life is surrounded or dictated by that male. Let's see, ideology, and I don't believe that's true. That's why there are strong, successful women out here. Because we've already figured out that, okay, women can do everything that a man can do and have the same success and do this and do that and have families, because it was very hard before men were successful because the women were always at home to take care of the family and to worry about all the other things, and the men could focus on their careers. But then when men aren't there and women have to do the same, okay, well, then we know, hey, you can do it. You can have a successful career and have a successful home life, stuff that men put in our mind as though they couldn't do, which is why women were stuck in this box, like, to be the helpmate. But now we know that, no, as a woman, you can do it. You can do it all.
Yeah, and I think that's true, but I think the argument would be much stronger when you acknowledge everything, both the good and the bad side. And I say that where the bad side would be, I guess, acknowledging things that might not be relevant directly, but the fact that a woman may feel, and this is just my belief, a woman may feel that way, what you just said, I can do what a man does, you know, or I can do the same. I should be looked at as equal because of what I can do is no different than what he can do. And therefore, from that, all inclusive to everything else. But I think you have to acknowledge why or where that mentality came from, or the reasons that mentality was put into place in the first place. Because before, you know,
because
times are different, centuries
law.
Before.
Well, that's just like, yeah. Why do I, as a black person, have to prove
exactly.
to anybody
that
I'm as
point.
Smart as a
that's
white
my
person
point. That's my
just
point.
Because somebody said I was
exactly.
not? So
exactly. And the only way you can overcome that is if you first acknowledge that is why you think the way that you think. I don't think you should just wake up one day and say, oh, shit, I've just been thinking, you know, because I'm blacker, I'm less, and I just shouldn't be thinking of that, and it's just all in my head. Like, you should trace it back and link it back to, okay,
right,
I'm in
but
a
what
society.
If I never did?
If you never traced it back.
No. What if I never did? Like, when I was born, and although I was born with this dark skin, it never once crossed my mind that I was less than, or the fact that I was born with a vagina and not a penis. I never thought in my life that I was less than. So what am I out to prove? Why would I even be out to prove anything to anybody else when in my reality, I never thought that there was any disparity between us?
Right. And I would say never to confront somebody that has that mentality, and they just never been, it's just something they're subconscious to, they're unconscious to, because they just never been exposed to it. I would tell them, yeah, don't ever tell them about it. Keep them unconscious to that, because that's one of your best advantages against what is the unfairness and the inequality and the unbalance that that person may not have been exposed to or unaware of. It's something that still goes on, but the best, way to combat that would be to ignore it, to act like it isn't what it is, because society, the truth is that society conditions you on that very basis to where you cannot see it in any other way once you've been exposed to it, you know? So someone, yeah.